It's almost exactly 3 o'clock.
FM4.
Time for the news and in the headlines. Some Gaza aid distribution centers will reopen today, and there's been a rise in demand for German language support classes. Here's Rosie Waits with the FM4 News. Hi, Rosie.
Thanks, Julie. The controversial new aid organisation operating in Gaza will reopen 2 aid distribution centres today. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, backed by the US and Israel, closed its centres yesterday after several Palestinians were killed trying to collect food. Claire Manera, the emergency coordinator for the charity MSF in Gaza, says the new system doesn't work.
The amount of people that cannot reach these sites is just completely unacceptable. The disabled people, women, children, there is no way they can walk that far. And when they get there, it's extremely dangerous and they're at risk of losing their lives just to get some food.
Israel says its military has recovered the bodies of an Israeli couple from southern Gaza who were killed during the October 7th Hamas attacks. There are now 56 hostages still being held in Gaza. At least 20 are believed to be alive. The US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has said he's confident that members of the NATO alliance will sign up to Donald Trump's demand for a major boost in defense spending. For months, the US president has said he wants NATO members to boost investment in defense to 5% of gross domestic product, up from the current target of 2%. Democrats in the United States have condemned Donald Trump's ban on citizens from 12 countries entering the US. Afghanistan, Sudan, and Haiti are among the 12 countries affected by the ban. An additional 7 countries face partial travel restrictions for their citizens, including Cuba and Venezuela. The ban comes into effect on June 9th. New figures from Statistic Austria show that the number of students attending German language support classes has reached record highs. Experts say this is due to migration, especially the influx of Ukrainian refugees. Julia Patton reports.
Just over 49,000 students took part in the German support classes in 2023 and 24, which is one-third more than when the program was introduced 5 years previously. The initiative provides children and teenagers who struggle with German with additional help for up to 20 hours a week, where they work on improving their language skills. Only 20% of the programs were integrated into the regular curriculum. However, the education minister, Christoph Wiederkehr of the NEOS, wants to give schools more autonomy in this regard. Juliet Patton, FM4 News.
Tomorrow's weather outlook, mainly sunny with showers and thunderstorms developing along the northern side of the Alps during the afternoon. Top temperatures ranging from 23 to 31 degrees, hottest in the east.
Thanks, Rosie.
It just sounds like the sounds of the world.
Sounds like FM4.
Yeah, I think it's time for that mid-afternoon coffee and a bit of Jamie XX.
All you children gather round. We will dance and we will whirl. All you children gather round. We will dance together.
Children, gather round. We will dance together.
Square. Be wise. FM Fear.
my juggler, natural hustler. Think I need a smuggler up in Russia. You could be my butler, shine my cutler. Shout out to Oyenda, that's the guzzler. Okay, next thing, my life is a wet dream. I call it a sex scene, the bag is a nice tease. I tried to escape, my life is an x-ray. I'm sorry, a sex tape, you only get one take. Quiet on the set, please. Rolling anxiety in 3, 2. Anxiety, keep on trying me. I feel it quietly, trying to silence me. Yeah. Anxiety, shake it off of me. Somebody's watching me. It's my anxiety.
And anxiety. Well, if you think about Austrian rulers in general, everybody seems to like Empress Maria Theresia. Yes, but she did some really bad things during her reign. What are we talking about here? Well, best to hand it over to our expert, Roli Grazer.
4000 Jahre Niederlagen. Die ganze österreichische Geschichte. Auf FM4.
Folge 67, der Temeschwarer Wasserschub. 1768 Temeschwar in der Region Banat im heutigen Rumänien. Der österreichische Kaiser Josef II. Bereist den östlichsten Teil der Donaumonarchie und ist entsetzt. Die österreichischen Auswanderer leiden unter Krankheiten und Arbeitslosigkeit. Und die meisten sind nicht freiwillig da. Wieder zurück in Wien geht Josef zu seiner Mutter und Mitregentin Maria Theresia. Er fordert den sofortigen Stopp der Zwangsumsiedlungen in das Banat. Aber Maria Theresia bleibt stur. Sie will den sogenannten Temeschwarer Wasserschub aufrechterhalten. Die Geschichte eines fast vergessenen Verbrechens. Im Jahr 1716 kämpft Prinz Eugen gegen die Osmanen und erobert die Stadt Temeschwar und das Banat. Schnell beginnt eine Besiedelung der Region. Viele arme Menschen aus den österreichischen Stammlanden erhoffen sich eine Zukunft im Osten. Aber viele werden auch dazu gezwungen. Da es im 18. Jahrhundert weniger Gefängnisse gab, verfrachten viele Herrscher ihre unliebsamen Untertanen in weit entfernte Regionen. Doch da die Österreicher keine Kolonien wie die Engländer oder Franzosen haben, bleibt nur das Banat. Aufständische Bauern, vermeintliche Wilderer, Prostituierte und Schmuggler werden ohne Prozess willkürlich ausgewählt und per Schiff nach Temeschwar gebracht. Daher der Name Wasserschub. Manchmal trifft es ganze Dörfer, wenn sich die Bauern dort über die adelige Herrschaft beschweren. Die Schiffe fahren zweimal pro Jahr. In der sumpfigen Gegend angekommen, sterben viele am Sumpffieber. Wenn sie das überleben, sind die Jobaussichten aber auch nicht rosig. Viele fliehen zurück nach Österreich, werden wieder verhaftet und wieder abgeschoben. Maria Theresia lässt sich lange nicht von ihrem Sohn überzeugen. Erst als auch viele ihrer Minister für ein Ende des Wasserschubs eintreten, verschwindet die grausame Praxis ab dem Jahr 1768.
4000 Jahre Niederlagen. Österreichs Geschichte. Erzählt von Roland Kratzer. FM4 Morning Show.
At the Lido Sounds Festival that's going on at the end of the month, the last weekend of June. That is Better Off and In Meinem Zimmer spielen sich Dramen ab. If you want, want what you want, want, then you want it. The rest is all what you get undressed. Pretty
sounds like
FM4.
I threw away the sour milk. Have some water, clean the sink. I get up, I'm still sleeping. In the evening, I throw my stuff out on the street that I don't need, I'll never need. Just stay in bed, I'm still dreaming. I'm believing. Oh, I never felt so heavy. Make my face, looking for the next train to our place. I know I should be leaving, yeah, just a feeling. I try to keep things as they were, try to feel like I'd be there. I sit quiet, no reason, with the thoughts I am keeping.
Thank you.
whistling in that doesn't annoy me half as much as in other songs, I have to admit. Press yes and heaven on earth. Well, there are actually quite a lot of things preventing us having a kind of heaven on earth, and pollution is definitely a huge factor there. This week was the Austrian World Summit, Arnold Schwarzenegger's summit in Vienna, and today it is World Environment Day, and the theme this year is Beat Plastic Pollution. And if you pause and think for a second, how many pieces of plastic have you used just today already? A water bottle, a food wrapper, a toothbrush. Well, a fact that you might blow your mind, and not in a good way, every minute, 1 million plastic bottles are purchased around the world. That's every minute. So that translates to roughly 583 billion bottles per year. That's a lot. And over 90% of plastic waste never gets recycled, and it ends up clogging rivers, choking wildlife, and even floating in our food chain as well as microplastic. But countries like Rwanda, for instance, have banned plastic bags completely. South Korea, that is this year's official host of World Environment Day, is also rolling out lots of innovative recycling systems. And scientists have discovered plastic-eating bacteria as well that could help break down a stubborn waste. And what can we do? Well, bring our own bags and bottles, say no to single-use plastics, support brands that care about sustainability, and of course just kind of like spread the world. I just thought I'd get that out. Just mention it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We gonna take it back in style. My man said it best. And we gon' carry on the tradition. Say it like this. Wherever you at, wherever you are, wherever you at, wherever you are, wherever you at, wherever you are, wherever you at, wherever, wherever you at, wherever you are, wherever you at, wherever you are, wherever you at, wherever you are, wherever you are. Yeah. Got a jam, got a plan, so just taking a fresh. The whole place getting crammed when we lay in the flex. The soul flex that I blow past the games from the vex. They know how it's going down and they ain't placing the bet. Take you back to the days, of course, we swayed on them. Like they ain't never left, but the day it stays dawning. It's all so the future could respect. This is the way it goes down every time, and don't you forget. Got a jam, got a plan, so just taking a fresh. The whole place getting crammed when we lay in the flex. Yeah, break it down. Yeah, you know it. Wherever you are. Wherever you at. This is the way it goes down every time, and don't you forget.
contemplo en el desierto.
Calor, sudor, ay, me estoy ador.
Agüita, agüita, calma esta gatita.
Like FM4.
Smith at number 10. The Way I Love You. Yeah, would you like to hear an old song? An old song perhaps by Dandy Warhols? Yeah, that one. Okay, it's coming up after this.
Die Presse zum Anhören? Lassen Sie sich ab sofort von einer echt klingenden KI-Stimme unsere Artikel vorlesen. Hallo, ich bin Anna Wallner, die Echte. Und bis gerade eben haben Sie meinen antrainierten Stimmenklon gehört.
Exklusiv für Digitalabonnentinnen und Abonnenten. Jetzt ausprobieren auf diepresse.com.
Ist das der Sparalarm zum Lagerhaustag?
Genau, denn nur am Freitag, den 6. Juni, gibt's minus 15% am Lagerhaustag. Nur im Lagerhaus und auf lagerhaus.at.
Die kennen sich aus. Komm, ins Lagerhaus.
Preise sind unverbindlich empfohlen, gültig in teilnehmenden Lagerhäusern. Infos und Ausnahmen auf lagerhaus.at.
Jede Woche richtig viel sparen bei Billa und Billa Plus. Mit minus 25% auf Mineralwasser mit und ohne Geschmack, den Jö-Rabattsammler und den Rabattpickeln. Nur diesen Freitag und Samstag. Details auf billa.at.
Mein Name ist Christo Grosev. Seit ich den Oscar für meine Doku Navalny bekommen habe, bin ich Putins Staatsfeind Nummer 1. Ab sofort arbeite ich für jetzt. Unsere Mission, gemeinsam beweisen wir, wie gefährdet Österreich durch russische Angriffe ist.
Was noch fehlt? Deine Unterstützung. Werde Gründungsmitglied auf jetzt.at.
Hallo, ich bin die Hanna aus Schwechat. Ich bin Leistungsschwimmerin und ich halte Österreich immer und überall up to date.
Ihr ORF-Beitrag liefert in und für ganz Österreich News, die richtig wichtig sind. Jetzt auf Seepalastschrift umsteigen und sicher und zeitsparend in Teilen zahlen. Infos unter orf.beitrag.at.
Unglaublich! Der Europot hat seine maximale Höhe von 250 Millionen Euro erreicht. 250 Millionen! Alles darüber hinaus wird sofort im nächsten Gewinnrang ausgespielt. Euro-Millionen. Reicher als reich.
Ah, Schatz, google mal Zylinderkopfdichtung auf Italienisch.
Guarnizione della Testata.
Einfacher geht's mit dem Arpel. Wir helfen bei Pannen im In- und Ausland und holen Sie notfalls auch heim. Mit dem Arpel-Sicherheitspass, dem europaweiten Urlaubsrundumschutz mit Rückholung für Auto und Familie.
Arpel 123, der Pannennotruf.
Große Freude mit kleinen Zinsen. Ja, denn Immobilienkredite sind so günstig wie schon lange nicht. Im neuen Gewinn werden die aktuellen Kreditkosten verglichen und gezeigt, wie Sie schnell und einfach zum günstigsten Kredit kommen und ob variable oder fixe Zinsen die bessere Wahl sind. Jetzt im neuen Gewinn. Immer ein Gewinn.
Mächtig einfach. Mit Sky Stream hast du alle deine Streaming-Apps auf Knopfdruck. Erlebe die neuesten Filme und Serien, inklusive Paramount Plus, Netflix und dem gesamten Live-Sport. Mächtig einfach. Sky, wo Unterhaltung zu Hause ist.
FM 4.
Get in bed about sleeping on the couch when I'm
And welcome to the DCC. Now, you might have heard Billie Eilish is playing tomorrow, or you might be going at the Stadthalle. And some fans came up with the idea of fan numbering recently. It means basically they give out bracelets with numbers to people who come to them. And according to your number, that'll be when you're allowed to enter the arena. Well, fans aren't organizers. And who's supposed to check all of that? And fan numbering has kind of caused confusion. And so for the show in Vienna, organizers wanted to avoid confusion. And so they came up with their own numbering system, and it's starting today. So everyone who has Billie Eilish tickets today at 5, so in an hour and 12 minutes, the organizers will be handing out numbered wristbands in front of the Wiener Stadthalle, and you'll be then the first to get in at tomorrow's show, depending on what number you have. So I don't know, a queue today to avoid a longer queue tomorrow, I guess. Just saying.
Yeah. Sounds like FM4.
I used to see problems as puzzles to solve. You would come home, be venting, and I'd cut you off.
I just wanna see you win, I don't wanna see the blue.
Yeah, I wish that you could see yourself the way I'm seeing you.
Used to think that helping meant saying what to do. Now I'm trying to read the room.
Maybe I should be someone. That clutters our head.
And I'm your person, I hold it when you get upset.
I just wanna see you when I don't wanna see you blue.
Yeah, I wish that you could see yourself the way I'm seeing yourself.
Used to think that helping me is saying what to do. Now I'm trying to read the room.
Maybe I should be someone.
Ex-Finanzminister Grasser verurteilt, ÖVP-Klubobmann Wöginger angeklagt, Ex-Kanzler Kurz freigesprochen.
Kann da das Vorurteil stimmen? Politiker können es sich immer richten und es passiert ihnen eh nichts?
Oder stimmt der Vorwurf, die Justiz würde manche Politiker aus politischen Gründen verfolgen?
Hat das Recht, der Politik zu folgen oder die Politik gefälligst dem Recht?
Das müssen wir uns genau anschauen.
Der Professor und der Wolf.
Politik und Justiz, das ist diesmal unser Thema.
Mit Peter Filzmaier und Armin Wolf. Die Sendung vom Montag als Podcast auf ORF Sound und das Video at Radio FM4.
Touch when I'm out of things to say.
is falling for your light. You get me excited every time you disappear between my thighs. I think of you in color.
Nyla Tiara Love and Fight or Flight.
FM4.
It's exactly 4 o'clock, time for the news. Two Gaza aid distribution centres have reopened and the European Central Bank cuts interest rates again. Here's Rosie Waits with the FM4 news.
Thanks, Julie. Israel's far-right National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir has said the army's retrieval of the bodies of two Israeli hostages shows that only military force will bring the hostages who are still alive home. But Shelley Talmaran, a member of the Knesset for the opposition Yesh Hatid party, disagrees.
My party and I, and of course the head of my party, Yair Lapid, which is the former prime minister, have said time and time again that we need to have a hostage deal as soon as possible. And if that means ending the war, then let it be ending the war, because that is the moral and the right thing to do.
The controversial new aid organization operating in Gaza has reopened two of its aid distribution centers. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, backed by the US and Israel, closed its facilities yesterday after dozens of Palestinians trying to get food were killed by gunfire. The European Central Bank has cut interest rates to 2% in an effort to boost flagging economic growth across the Eurozone. The ECB said the 20-member currency bloc needed a reduction in the cost of borrowing due to the damage caused by Donald Trump's trade wars. Economic growth has slowed across the Eurozone, especially in France, Germany and Italy. The US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has said NATO member states are close to reaching an agreement on military spending. Donald Trump has repeatedly said that European countries cannot rely on the US for help, and he wants NATO members to boost investment in defense to 5% of gross domestic product. Speaking in Brussels, Hegseth said this is something other countries are now willing to sign up to.
To be an alliance, you got to be more than flags. You got to be formations. You got to be more than conferences. You need to be combat-ready capabilities. So we're here to continue the work that President Trump started, which is a commitment to 5% defense spending across this alliance, which we think will happen, which we think has to happen.
Democrats in the United States have condemned Donald Trump's ban on citizens from 12 countries entering the U.S. Afghanistan, Sudan, and Haiti are among the countries affected by the ban. An additional 7 countries face partial travel restrictions for their citizens, including Cuba and Venezuela. The ban comes into effect on June 9th. Tomorrow's weather mainly sunny with showers and thunderstorms developing along the northern side of the Alps during the afternoon. Top temperatures ranging from 23 to 31 degrees, hottest in the east.
Thanks, Rosie.
Ladies and gentlemen, simple.
Sounds like
it's the shit.
FM4.
Yeah, and we're into our Thursday afternoon end spurt. 3 minutes past four with myself, Julie McCarthy, and just for fun.
I like the bad boys, I like the sad boys, I like the ones who grow up and I like the dad boys, I like the rude boys, the innocent boys, I like the undressed and the covered in tattoos boys. I won't lie, I don't try, but I get all the boys. Kiss a girl if I like, but I get all the boys. I like the French boys, I like the hench boys, I like that I don't care how much you can bench boys. I like the femme boys, the EDM boys, but I'ma go and flirt with all your friends boys. I won't lie, I don't try, but I get all the boys. Kiss a girl if I like, but I get all the boys. I like the bad boys, I like the sad boys, I like the ones who grow up and I like the dad boys, I like the rude boys, the inner suit boys, I like the undressed and they're covered in tattoos boys. I'm gonna go and flirt with all your friends, boys.
Oh my, my woman, I've been a fool, 'cause I did nothing and forgot to love you. Oh my, my woman, I will never know how you've been doing anymore. 'Cause you're not pretty and talking, but that's alright, 'cause I can wait till the morning if that's what you like. 'Cause you're not pretty and talking, but that's alright, 'cause I can wait till the morning, 'cause I can wait till the morning. Wrongdoings, I've been regretting that. Bitter back